BBC News with David Austin. In Syria, a second day of airstrikes against the rebel-held east of Aleppo has killed more than 30 people and damaged one of its last remaining medical facilities. A BBC analyst says that hundreds of hospitals have been attacked during the conflict by government forces and their allies in what appears to be a deliberate strategy. Russia is withdrawing from the process of joining the International Criminal Court. Moscow said it was unhappy with the ICC's investigation into Russia's brief war with Georgia 8 years ago. This week, the ICC said the Russian annexation of Crimea followed an armed conflict, meaning it's under the court's jurisdiction. The US Secretary of State John Kerry has given a passionate defense of international attempts to combat climate change. He told a conference that failing to tackle global warming would be a betrayal with devastating consequences. It comes amid concerns that President-elect Donald Trump may seek to pull out of American commitments on climate. President Obama has arrived in Germany on his final visit to a European country before he leaves office. In a joint article before he arrived, Mr. Obama and Chancellor Merkel wrote that there could be no turning back from globalization. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has warned the media that freedom of expression must be limited. Earlier this month, the government ordered a news channel off-air for 24 hours because of its coverage of a militant attack in January. A senior football official from Qatar, which is hosting the 2022 World Cup, has been banned from all football-related activities for a year. Saud al-Muhannadi had refused to collaborate as a witness in an ongoing inquiry. The Swedish Academy has announced that Bob Dylan will not attend next month's ceremony in Stockholm to accept the Nobel Prize for Literature. The Academy said he still had to give the Nobel lecture within 6 months of the ceremony, which is on December the 10th. That's the latest BBC News.